All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Chinee Ogwumike, one of the statistically the greatest Pac-12 basketball player of all time, number one overall pick, the WNBA, still playing, going strong for the Los Angeles Sparks. And, of course, you see her on ESPN commenting on WNBA and NBA games as well. But she's here to talk about her relationship with Crown Royal and Decoded, which is an interesting thing, Chinee. It's encouraging peer-to-peer conversations in these election times. What does this all mean, Chinee? What's going on here?
Well, you know, first of all, thank you so much for having me, Rick. This is a time where I think a lot of young people, especially athletes, I'm seeing this in my community, and I think it's just an expression for the greater communities of young people that are just trying to collaborate and make sure their voices are heard. So, you know, with Crown Royal, particularly their Regal Apple, and then also with a couple of my friends who are also pushing these same messages, the producer DJ Kittens and also an author by the name of Frederick Joseph, we're using our platform to sort of push out positive messages and basically decode the language that sort of can confuse some people when it comes to voting, whether it's mail-in ballots, spoiled votes. So basically it's using, you know, the intersection of sports and society to push out positive messages that show that, you know, this next generation, this rising generation should participate, should engage, and should really just care about what's happening in the real world right now.
Yeah, and, you know, tomorrow is a big day because, you know, I'm in my 50s and I have never seen a country more separate and two different voter bases just at each other's throats. It's kind of scary in a way, and I hope whatever happens that we can all get back to being Americans again. This is a very poignant election, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think, you know, the blessing in disguise here is that the last few months where we've all been at home, right, recovering, recharging, recalibrating, we've had time to, you know, look to our neighbors and just really try to push for a society that helps all of us, not just stay in our little tunnel vision. And so I think, you know, especially through this Decoded campaign, it's been about the last few months, me personally, my journey has been educating myself so that I can educate others. You know, that's what, you know what it's like. We have the mic and we're fortunate to have the mic and to be able to have our voice be out there. But we also know that it's not just a privilege, it's also a responsibility for us to help, you know, push these things in towards a, you know, a better place. So, you know, that's one thing that I love about sports and coming from a background of sports. It's that we are used to having these conversations where, okay, we could be on two different sides of the room, but guess what? I care about you. I care about you because I know it takes you and me working together for us to win. And so I think that's what I'm really excited about, seeing how many people care about not only themselves, but also helping out their neighbors. You know, I grew up in Houston, Texas. And so, you know, I was usually like the lone person that looked like me in a lot of rooms, but that didn't stop me from having conversations that actually healed and made things better. And I think that's what this whole campaign is all about, just being able to help one another, educate one another, empower one another. And I think only good things can come from that, even though I know it does feel a little, you know, it's Monday, it's the Monday before, so a lot of us are nervous, but I think we're seeing a lot of good things that people are caring and helping and taking care of their own communities. And so hopefully, you know, good things will come from it.
Well, I like the fact that you're the positive attitude. It's great. One thing that I really admire about you, and we remember when you were down on the farm and majoring in international relations, is that when you left the WNBA to go to Familia Schio for a couple seasons and then to try China before coming back last year to LA. And this wasn't something where you're, you know, 36 and trying to get one last check. You were in your prime, and I think you wanted to get that international flavor. Is that what it was?
First of all, way to do your homework. Not many people know where I've played overseas. You know, honestly, that's the grind of a women's basketball player. A lot of people see us when we play in the WNBA, but don't know that when the WNBA ends in October, from October to May, before it starts up again, we're overseas and playing. And so I was on that grind, ball is life, for 24/7, like most women's basketball players are. And it's awesome. You get to see the world. But I do think we've created a system now with a new CBA and the WNBA that maybe some women feel comfortable just staying at home because we finally have the incentives for them to stay. We have benefits. We have increased compensation and salary. And so now I'm really fortunate to be able to, you know, play in the WNBA. And I also have another job that I absolutely love with ESPN, Sinead and Golic Jr., our radio show. So, I mean, I'm one of the lucky ones that has been able to find something that I love. And I think a lot of WNBA players have those same passions. And whether it's playing basketball 24/7 or it's doing something else like that, like even, you know, social justice and advocacy. I think people are starting to see the WNBA for what it truly is. And it's a league full of remarkable women that are also amazing at what they do. Like only 144 women get to play in the WNBA. It's one of the most competitive jobs. And we are the best at what we do. And so I think the tide is turning finally where people are starting to see us. You know, we're no longer hidden in plain sight. And now you're seeing us for what we really are. And we're trying to be leaders in our communities as well.
And how cool was it every day to wake up in Scio, a city that's basically 1,000 years old, and the ties to Venice? I mean, it goes way. Every time you walked around a corner, you saw something cool, didn't you?
Honestly, that was probably one of my favorite places to ever be. You know, my family's from Nigeria, so naturally going back home to Nigeria and Africa, Kenya, Rwanda, all those other places have been great. I love China. I played in Luoyang, in the Hunan province. Like, I just love different experiences. But in Italy, that was probably one of my dreams. Like, my room was on the top floor, and I had a huge balcony, and you could oversee the Italian countryside. So when a lot of people say, like, you know, it's tough for us because we're playing 24/7, we do also get those experiences. You have what they call villages out there, super excited to have women's basketball in their community, you know, just because it sort of works well for smaller villages, village areas. So one of, like, I close my eyes and I see that Italian countryside, and I had great experiences there. But I am glad to be home. I'm glad to be home too, and working here too. So I just feel very blessed seeing so many different things.
Well, plus the fact that now with the Dodgers and the Lakers, it's your guys' turn to bring it home, right?
You already know. I mean, technically we did it first, right? We won back in 2016, I believe. That's when I wasn't on the team, but my sister was there. But yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting year, especially being in Los Angeles with the way that the virus has affected this city. You know, we've been in a hot spot for a while. And then on top of it, you have the fires, right, that have ravaged the West. And then now, you know, earlier in the year, you know, with Kobe Bryant, and even when it comes to, you know, in basketball, even when it comes to Hollywood, Chadwick Boseman, this has just been a tough year for the city. So for the Lakers to deliver and the Dodgers to deliver within 2 weeks, I feel like it was cathartic. It was a really spiritual experience. A lot of the fans just, it felt good in their soul to have something, you know, have players playing for a purpose that was greater than what we all, you know, intended, you know, just starting up our seasons normally in 2020, which this year I think was beyond everyone's intention. But to be a part of a city where, you know, fireworks are going off illegally, but it was a sight to see.
Very cool. So finally, Crown Royal Regal Apple's continued mission to give back to the culture by unpacking the meaning of key terms and language used in the election and voting conversation. Decode it. How can people find out more online, Sinead?
Yeah, you can go to our social medias. That's where you've seen the messages that myself, DJ Kittens, and, you know, all of the other ambassadors have really done. And on social media, I think we're just trying to push out positive messages about the importance of voting and why everyone should be engaged. And you can also go to Crown Royal's page as well, so that you can see. I mean, it's fun. It's cool. Like, it's no longer, that's one thing. Like, a lot of times when we think of these things, it's like you think of textbook voting, government, like stuff that you probably remembered when you're in school. Now the messaging and the purpose and the intent, like, it's cool because all these collaborations, as I mentioned, between myself, DJ Kittens, and Frederick Joseph, they're all stemming through creative, through pop culture, through culture. And so we're putting out our messages in our own ways, which makes it a little bit more authentic to us, which hopefully means it'll resonate as well with everyone else. So we're doing it for our generation. Your girl's not on TikTok, though. So you can check it out on Instagram or anywhere, you know, online.
You may be in her 20s, but she's not on TikTok. You can see her on ESPN. You can see her on the court. Sinead Ogwumike. We appreciate the time. Thanks for all that you're doing, and congratulations on the career. You keep it going strong. Let's talk down the line.
Really appreciate it. right back at you.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle, and the lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on by.